They cabled
the directors.
Me.
I was over in Europe with the directors and had a meeting and formally asked unanimously if I'd extend my contract for a year. And I wired them back and I said I'll extend it for not more than a year with the understanding if there's an acceptable candidate before that, he takes the job. Mm-hmm. And this is the way it is right
now. That's
good. Now, it's easier for these directors of mine if Bob comes here sometime in June, July, or August. But I'll say to you, and if it comes up, I'll say it to the directors, that if Bob is delayed because of getting out of his United States business for a year, that is until the end of 68, or for that matter longer, if I have my health, I'll stay until he comes. He's my candidate. I want to make an easy changeover. And I haven't got another job. I want to sit for a while. And if the necessity is for me to stay here until he's available, I'll stay here.
That's not our problem. Our problem is just the opposite. We can't have a problem with the lame duck Secretary of Defense testifying up there when he's not going to be there. They'll murder him and murder me. On the other hand, we've got to have him to formulate the budget.
That's
another
right.
thing, we don't want, if we're in a knockdown, drag-out campaign, you can imagine having to change the Secretary of Defense at the Democratic National Convention. We've got to have a man either before or later. Now then, since he is out and he's been surfaced and he has been elected and he has accepted, whenever that is, I think we've got to say, here is a chronology, let him give it, and I hope he'd go back to July of the year before, so it shows that it's been a deliberate thing. And then April, it was definite that you were going to recommend him. And then October, he came in and told me this again. And finally, the board consulted the countries and so forth, then I think he ought to say that and say, I'm going to stay with the president whatever time that he absolutely needs me. Then I think I ought to say that I do need you at least through the budget period, and let's see about that. Then I think you and Bob and I ought to get together and talk about it. I purposely stayed away from you because I didn't want to be messing in the bank's business, and I kind of thought it was kind of like Civil Service Commission. I never occurred to me that I was the man to name somebody. I just want him to have whatever he wants. But my judgment is he ought to go, and this is just in confidence between you and me, he ought to go either the day after he gets through with the budget, which would be January or February. We have to submit it to Congress in January, but it's going to be late. January 18th or something. I don't know when he can get through with it. He ought to go as soon as he can then, so I can get another man to serve 11 months. It's hard to get a man to come in for 3 months or 4 months, get to sell all of his stock, give up everything, get another man to serve that length of time, or just not do it, and he is interested in it, and I want him to do it. So I have 4 recommendations from him. I can't talk to him. Saw him up. But if this is made today, if he is named, if we can give the chronology, then I can say that he say he'll stay as long as he wants so it doesn't look like he's fired. I say I've got to have you through the budget. Then we agree a little later on the next week or so when we can look at ourselves what day it would be, and if it were January the 10th or the 20th or February the 15th or 20th or even March, well, we could give that notice and he could be working with you, and hell, you're going to be there anyway, and he's going to have to do a little of it in defense the same way. He's going to have to be the George Woods of defense.
This is a perfectly good schedule.
All right.
Now, let me tell you what, in my judgment, is going to happen. These birds meet in 10 minutes.
All right.
In my judgment, they're not going to decide or vote anything today.
Oh.
In my judgment, they're going to jackass around and finally come up with the proposition that they don't want to vote McNamara for the president until they know damn well that McNamara is going to take it and when he's going to take it. So they're today, in my judgment, going to say to me as the president, you, together with one or two of us, get together with McNamara, formally offer him this job, negotiate the terms and the approximate time he'll take it over, and then come back. And I think this is what's going to happen today, and I think tomorrow or today I'll be talking to Bob, perhaps. But I don't think that this, we got a say in this board today, what the hell we're going to do. And I think however we formulate what we say, it can cover what you're driving at, which is that this has nothing to do with a recent bunch of generals or news items. This started a year ago last July. was reconfirmed by me to McNamara in April of this year, and was under serious discussion, a week before the general, with any news about general.
I can't say this for McNamara as to what all he's told me is he's deeply interested, and he ought to have his name up if he's...
he's interested.
If he doesn't want it. Now, and we're going to ruin the damn war if we're not awfully careful. What I can say is this. On the timing, McNamara will have to say to you that he accepts your offer, whatever your job pays him. I don't know.
He asked me that a year ago.
All right. Well, what is it? How much is it? I'm curious.
Yes, after taxes, we have so many foreigners here that we quote our pay.
Yeah.
After taxes, I get $40,000 a year.
And that's what he gets?
Well, I think I'm going to be in favor of him getting a little more.
I'd give him all
the I've had this for 5 years, and the cost of living in Washington's going up in 5 years.
I would sure take that and use that to get him to tell you that. Okay, I don't want to. I'd like to have him until I'm 80 the rest of my life, just like I'd like to have you. I haven't had one problem since you've been here, so all you do is help me. You never bothered me on anything, and I think that's all you'll do as long as you live. But I can't have that. So what I am going to urge, if he doesn't mind, that he stay until I finish my budget. He will be available to you when we finish that budget. My judgment would be that would be in the early winter, January or February, period.
January, February, March will do the job.
All right.
Who can I talk to about this in this meeting?
To me. Just call me.
Okay.
If not, if you don't talk to me, talk to Joe Califano.
Either you or Joe.
Yeah, I've got a security council at 12, and you've got your meeting. But what I got to do, I got to tell them something today, and Bob's got to give them some chronology. If they don't, they're going to wreck the war. Cable's going out of here now saying that this is a great break in the government, and McNamara is being fired and walking out, and it means we're going to bomb Hanoi, and it means that maybe we'll do this to China, and these damn fools. So what you all ought to do, if you can, you ought to vote him and authorize him to do it. If he takes it, he ought to tell you over the damn telephone. He ought to know, if he hadn't made up his mind, that he's ready to do it. And then he ought to give out a chronology statement, and you ought to give out one that let us check them here, both so we all together, and I ought to give out one, and then you can formally ratify it tomorrow or next day, and we ought to say that one thing sure, that it's agreed that you'll continue to serve until McNamara finishes the budget and until he can wrap up things and get his successor aboard.
This can be...
And we can't say, we can't tell him when that is, because Senate has to confirm it. But we would hope it would be the spring sometime.
One thing you can do is, if you see him at 12 o'clock, you and he between you settle about the time he might be relieved, February, March, whatever the hell it is. The last time I saw...
Why don't we say early part of the year? If the Senate confirmed his successor in one day, it could be 3 months. If it took 90 days, as it did on Wilson or some of them, God knows when it'd be. But let's just say early
part of the year.
Early part of the year.
If you fix that with him, I think the rest of it will fall.
Okay, well, you get the acceptance, and then you tell me something we can tell him, because I can't stand much more of this.
I'll be in touch.
Bye.